Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petrov, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Gingery, excused, Patton, excused, Wallace, excused, 56 present, 4 excused.
The prayer of the day will be by Reverend Robin Chance, representing St. Christopher's Episcopal Church in Cheyenne.
Let us pray. Most holy God, the source of all good desires, all right judgments, and all just works, give to your servants in the House of Representatives of the State of Wyoming that peace which the world cannot give, so that their minds may be fixed on the doing of your will for the people of this state, this country, and the world. Provide us, we pray, strength and courage to conquer any fears that misguide our thoughts and to focus on the good and holy lives which you place ever before us. Through the wisdom, knowledge, and blessings you have most graciously bestowed upon us. Amen.
Yeah. We're on that item of business of Journal Committee Report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 8, 2013 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Winters and Representative Filer. The report was adopted.
There are no messages to the Senate. Don't get sick because we don't have a doctor or nurse of the day. Chairman Harshman.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please.
Thank you. That was my message, folks. Just right up here at the front, I've always packed this gigantic bottle of hand sanitizer, so you're welcome to it to keep us all healthy. And then, Mr. Speaker, my question was really about camel coats on Wednesday. Are we the dying breed? Should I just retire it? Or again, we're going to have that discussion before we... So, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and have a great session.
Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. Thank you. When I joined this body 2 years ago, I was not yet graduated from school. I had another semester left of college, and I succeeded in juggling both these duties and the duties of a student at the University of Wyoming. And I received my undergrad, got my bachelor's in ag business, and today, at about 11:20 a.m. this morning, another member of this body did me one better and officially graduated from law school at the University of Wyoming. And so let's all give Matt Green a big round of applause.
We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. We have 26 of these to do. We'll try to do them as efficiently as we can. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill number 8.
Yes, House Bill number 8, pardon me, introduced by Gingrich.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to child protective services.
House Bill number 8 is signed to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill 43. Introduced by Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
House Bill number 43 is introduced to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 74.
House Bill number 74, introduced by Eklund.
Reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses prohibiting sex offenders from residing near child care facilities.
House Bill number 74 is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 88.
Thank you. House Bill 88 as presented by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to county and prosecuting attorneys.
House Bill number 88 is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 31.
House Bill number 31, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Secretary of State, providing for printing of state directories and the Wyoming Constitution.
House Bill number 31 is assigned to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 87.
House Bill number 87 is introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to mineral taxes.
House Bill number 87 assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 47.
House Bill number 47 as introduced by Representative Greer.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to children.
House Bill number 47 is assigned to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84.
House Bill number 84 introduced by Representative Moniz.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to livestock fences.
House Bill number 84 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 7.
House Bill number 7 introduced by Representative Gingery.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety.
House Bill number 7 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 41.
House Bill number 41 introduced by Representative Gingery.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
House Bill number 6 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel. House Bill number 41 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 81.
House Bill number 81 introduced by the Select Natural Resources Funding.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
House Bill number 81 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 32.
House Bill number 32 introduced by Representative Coleman.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections.
House Bill number 32 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 33.
House Bill number 33 introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to consumer protection.
House Bill number 33 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 35.
House Bill number 35 introduced by Representative Gingery.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to search and rescue operations.
House Bill number 35 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill number 42 introduced by Representative Gingery.
First reading.
Use planning.
House Bill number 42 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill number 48 introduced by Representative Blake.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to barber licensing.
House Bill number 48 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 85.
House Bill 85 introduced by Representative Moniz.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to municipalities.
House Bill number 85 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 80.
House Bill number 80 introduced by the Transportation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the military department.
House Bill number 80 is assigned to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 83.
House Bill 83 is introduced by Transportation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to professions and occupations.
House Bill number 83 is assigned to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 6.
House Bill number 6, introduced by Representative Gingery.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to solid waste disposal districts.
House Bill number 6 is assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 55.
House Bill number 55, introduced by Representative Greer.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to environmental quality.
House Bill number 55 is assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 56.
House Bill number 56, introduced by Representative Greer.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to environmental quality.
House Bill number 56 is assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 46.
House Bill number 46, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to fair employment practices.
House Bill number 46 is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 79.
House Bill number 79, introduced by Representative Stepson.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to the collection of unpaid wages.
House Bill number 79 is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 82.
House Bill number 82, introduced by Labor.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance.
House Bill number 82 is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 89.
House Bill number 89, introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to unemployment insurance.
House Bill number 89 is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor. We're on that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred as House Bill 59, Banking Act Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Of those who voted aye, Representative Byrd, Representative Kennedy, Representative Greer, Representative Kasparyk, Representative Larson, Representative Lockhart, Representative Reeder, Representative Summers, and Representative Winters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
We're on that order of business of special orders and committee announcements. Are there any privileges of the floor? And then we're on that order of business of committee announcements. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet immediately upon adjournment in H-10 for considerations of House Bill 54.
Chairman Sumlet.
Just a reminder to the House that following adjournment this afternoon, we will have a forest health briefing upstairs in room 302 from State Forestry and from the Forest Service. If you have an opportunity to come up and listen to that presentation, that would be great. Thank you.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment in room H-17 for a House committee organizational meeting. Upon completion of that, we will move to room B63 to hear House Bill 68, Life Resource Center.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to take up House Bill 14, Crime Victims Compensation and Restitution, House Bill 20, Child Support Guideline Tables, House Bill 40, Eminent Domain Wind Energy Collector Systems, and your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet at noon tomorrow and take up House Bill 23, Juvenile Parole Eligibility, and HB 21, Peace Officer Immunity. And then of all those bills, we will probably work those in the evening.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow night, 10 minutes after adjournment, to hear two bills. House Bill number 80, Healthcare Provider Retention Program Sunset Date, and House Bill number 83, Professional Licensing Military Members.
Vice Chairman Blickery.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet upon noon recess tomorrow in room H-18 to take up House Bill number 10, Certificates of Insurance, and House Bill number 11, Insurance Holding Company System Regulatory Act.
Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 6 will meet at 8 o'clock Friday morning to do House Bill 28, Disabled Hunter Program, House Bill 29, Game License Landowner Coupons, and House Bill 5, Silencers, suppressors, and automatic weapons while hunting.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will continue with agency hearings at 3 p.m. today and continue agency hearings at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in room 204.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor. You've all been handed and on your desk a report from the School of Energy Resources. It's in two pieces. It's a 5-year summary of what was done by the School of Energy Resources. It was referenced this morning. It's something that I'd hope you have a chance to look at. If you have any questions, I'd be more than glad to try to answer your questions. It was something that was created by the legislature. It's unique on the University of Wyoming campus, and I think it's made a difference in the future of the state.
Chairman Sumlin.
My apologies, Mr. Speaker. An additional announcement with respect to your committee number 5, Agriculture. We will be meeting tomorrow morning, Thursday, January 10th at 8 a.m. in room H11 to consider House Bill 12, Contagious and Infectious Disease Among Livestock, and House Bill 13, Livestock Revisions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, first, with respect to the Rules Committee, this is a change. The Rules Committee will meet Thursday, January 10th, upon adjournment for discussion of rules and procedure changes.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Listen up, everyone. When I adjourn today, it's going to be until 11 o'clock tomorrow. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to have computer training. I think it's pretty important for everyone to be here, and then we'll go into session at 11 o'clock. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 11 o'clock a.m. Tomorrow, January 10, 2013.
Before we vote on that motion, we have a tradition when the University of Wyoming Cowboys are playing a game. We will sing Cowboy Joe. So right after we vote on the adjournment motion, if you would join Representative Blake in supporting the University of Wyoming in their efforts tonight by singing a rousing chorus of Cowboy Joe. That would be our tradition. With that, you have heard the motion. All in favor of adjourning until tomorrow at 11 o'clock, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion carries. Representative Blake.